With news that America's oldest department store chain is getting sold to the 7-year-old startup Le Tote. NPR's Alina Selyuk reports.
Lord & Taylor is almost 200 years old. It gets credit for a lot of firsts in retail. The first female company president in the 1940s, first personal shoppers in the 50s, a dog boutique with mink-lined coats for pets in the 60s. It claims to have invented the department store window display, blowing bleached cornflakes for Christmas mood during a warm winter in the late 30s. But then came this last Christmas window display. At the Lord & Taylor flagship in Manhattan, the retailer closed its Fifth Avenue store in January. The iconic building was sold, and now Lord & Taylor itself faces the same fate. Here's Rakesh Tandon, CEO of Le Tote.
We're definitely a startup, and we're taking the oldest retailer and making it into a startup as well.
Le Tote is an online subscription service where you can rent nice clothes. Tandon says they've long wanted to have a physical footprint, a place where people could pick up and drop off their rentals, maybe rent heavy items like jackets or buy extra accessories. For $100 million, Le Tote will take over 38 Lord & Taylor locations.
So their customers are very similar to our customers. There's a very big overlap.
This is the latest example of a venerable department store trying to stay afloat. JCPenney and Macy's are dipping into used clothing sales. Barney's New York has declared bankruptcy. Sears just came out of one. Lord & Taylor's current owner, Canada's Hudson's Bay Company, plans to keep the real estate but will sell the Lord & Taylor brand to Le Tote. Tandon says he does not plan any layoffs. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.